from Washington, this is VOA News. Syria's opposition seeks more aid, and Ebola warnings are issued to West African nations. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Syrian opposition leader Ahmad al-Jarbat is asking for more foreign aid from the United States and Saudi Arabia as his rebels try to push back both Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's forces and the al-Qaeda offshoot group, the Islamic States of Iraq and the Levant. Ahmad al-Jarbat met with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, Friday. He said the war against terrorism must be stronger than ever. The World Health Organization is issuing warnings to West African nations of the spread of the Ebola epidemic.
People are just traveling by roads. And the road exists in all West Africa. There is roads going to Bamako, going to Abidjan, going to Dakar.
In Geneva, Friday, WHO medical officer Dr. Pierre Forenti addressed health officials in Ivory Coast, Mali, Senegal, and Guinea-Bissau.
Of course, there is some control, but we all know that all these borders are quite porous, in fact. So we have to be careful there, and we need to be prepared.
The latest outbreak of the Ebola virus is the deadliest in the region. Nearly 400 people have died since Ebola emerged again in February. Most of the infections have occurred in Guinea, but health officials in Liberia and Sierra Leone are also dealing with cases of the virus. More on each of these stories at voanews.com. The chief of the military junta, who has led Thailand since last month's coup, says a temporary constitution has been drafted. However, no details have been released. VOA's Steve Herman reports from Bangkok.
Army General Prayut Chan-o-cha says work on a temporary constitution has been completed, and it has undergone a legal review. General Prayut says he expects a draft of a permanent constitution can be ready in 10 to 12 months. After that, the military leader says free and fair elections will then be held. He predicted parliamentary elections in October of next year, but urged patience until sweeping reforms are implemented. The general himself currently holds all executive and legislative powers after seizing control of Thailand 37 days ago in a bloodless coup that abrogated most of the existing constitution. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko signed a landmark trade and economic association agreement with the European Union in Brussels Friday. Criticizing the pact, Russian President Vladimir Putin said that the controversy the agreement had sparked in Ukraine, which led to the ouster of Ukraine's pro-Russian President Viktor Yanukovych earlier this year, forced Ukrainians into an artificial choice between loyalties to Europe or to Russia. Mr. Putin called for a long-term ceasefire in Ukraine as a condition for talks between Ukrainian authorities and pro-Russian separatists. Mr. Poroshenko said he will make a decision later whether to extend the unilateral ceasefire he announced a week ago in the military campaign against pro-Russian separatists. Controversy over the selection of the next head of the European Commission highlights a number of free trade agreements signed at the EU summit. Georgia, Moldova, and Ukraine signed free trade agreements with the European Union Friday as EU leaders named former Luxembourg Prime Minister Jean-Claude Juncker as the next head of the European Commission. However, the selection of Mr. Juncker came over the objections of British Prime Minister David Cameron. At the World Cup, the field is set for the round of 16, which will start on Saturday. Brazil will take on Chile. Colombia and Uruguay will play in Rio de Janeiro. Also, Belgium and Algeria advanced from Group H on Thursday, while Germany and the United States advanced from Group G. Although our Afghan presidential candidate Abdullah Abdullah led thousands of supporters Friday as part of his ongoing protest campaign against alleged mass fraud in the June 14th runoff election. IS Ghul has more.
With Afghan flags and Abdullah posters in their hands, angry demonstrators marched towards central Kabul with the presidential hopeful among them. Rally participants were chanting, "Long live Abdullah, God is the greatest and death to fraudsters." This was the first time the Afghan presidential candidate took part in one of the protest rallies since he withdrew his observers from the vote counting process last week. Abdullah alleges that mass fraud has been committed during the runoff vote that pitted him against former finance minister Ashraf Ghani. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.